1-800-449-8686. Now, Phil Hendry.
This portion brought to you by Ted's.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Thank you, Phil Hendry. Hello, everybody. This is Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Come on down to our steakhouse. We have a special this weekend and this weekend only. We're going to sell you a steak.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
Ted's of Beverly Hills.
All right, Ted, thank you, and thank you again for your sponsorship of our program. Ted Bell, who is the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills, is with us. You have financed independent movies. You have sort of been in and out of the periphery of show business, owning your restaurant. You got a lot of people from the industry in to eat there, I would take it.
Oh, we get people from the film and television business at Ted's of Beverly Hills. We have since 1981. It's in the middle of a community where quite a few people from that business like to stop in.
And you were weighing in last week with us about the Rosie O'Donnell situation.
Well, I think we're all shocked, right on the eve of the Grammys and the Oscars, finding out that Rosie O'Donnell's a lesbian. We were all big fans of hers, and then we find this out, and question, are the courts going to let her keep her kids? Question, do we continue to support her career by buying tickets to her concerts?
You don't think it's a keeping the kid question, do you?
I look at Phil.
She's a lesbian. Why would this impact how we feel about her? Why would you feel anger?
Well, I was a big fan of Rosie's. But I think this has been a knife shoved into our back. Lesbians are, I don't know that they're a good influence on our kids. And
oh, don't give me that stereotype, Ted, okay? I mean, the reason why I'm having you back is to defend some of the comments that you made on our program last week about Rosie O'Donnell not being a fit parent.
Well, let me tell you a little story. After I inherited the restaurant, before I married Marcy, you know I own this restaurant. We had a hostess at our restaurant who was absolutely gorgeous, a real nice gal, terrific looking. And as I am the new owner of the restaurant, there was something about her. I asked her, I thought she was very, very beautiful.
You were attracted to her?
Yes, I was. And I asked her into the back one night near our pantry cooler, and I said, I really think you're gorgeous. I was talking to her, and I was being really nice about it. And I remember I put my hand on her right breast very gently, and I said to her, don't be afraid. And that's when she said to me that she was a lesbian.
This hostess?
At our restaurant, yeah.
You had her in the back?
I had invited her back after, you know, near the pantry cooler. And I said, don't be afraid. I think you're very attractive.
You put your hand on her breast.
All right, but don't you're going to focus on that. What I'm trying to say is,
well, yeah, and then she told you that she was a lesbian.
Right, so you can imagine. Now, just listen to me. She told me she was a lesbian. Now, you can imagine how disgusted I was at that point, and I was almost nauseous, and I said to her, you're a lesbian. So tell me if you're a lesbian after I do this, and I put my hand between her legs to try to relax her, and that's when she pushed me away. You got to understand, I'm her employer, I'm single, I was able to get my pants down, I got her blouse off, but now listen to this, because you're not going to believe this. She reached behind her and grabbed an ice pick from a utility tray.
But Ted, as she had said to you, she's a lesbian, means she's not interested.
No, not necessarily. She told me she was a lesbian. It made me sick, and it made me feel sorry for her. And that's what I said.
Yeah, I heard what you said. Tell me if you're a lesbian after this. You put your hand between her legs?
That is correct, but you got to understand something. I'm her employer. Now, I got her blouse off, and I got my pants down, but listen to this, Phil.
Okay, now her blouse is off, and your pants are down, and what?
She pulled an ice pick on me. She took an ice pick from the utility tray and tried to drive it right into my testicles. And the doctor told me later that she actually had pinned me against a wall with the ice pick. Now, see, this is the kind of violence those people are capable of. I had to fire her. And there is a way you do business. There's a way you don't do business. But she assaulted me.
Don't you think you assaulted her? This is what I'm talking about. And this is about Rosie O'Donnell being a lesbian. This hits closer to home. A lesbian who works for you. A woman who said she was a lesbian.
I was coming on to her. And then she says she's a lesbian. Obviously, I would be revolted. Any man would. And the first thing that came into my mind would be to try and cure her. I care about people. And
so you're saying you continued to sexually assault her?
This is a lesbian. What do you mean I was assaulted? She's the one that tried to impale my scrotum with an ice pick. Okay?
How long were you in this cooler?
Probably about 5 minutes.
And how long was the struggle with the ice pick?
About 4.
So for 4 minutes, you struggled with this woman in the back cooler of your restaurant. She felt it necessary to stab you with an ice pick after you continued your sexual advances, and she told you that she was a lesbian.
Whoa. This is not about me, Phil.
I think it is.
No, this is about Rosie O'Donnell. This is about some lesbian that took us for a ride. Rosie O'Donnell took all of us for a ride. How many scrotums has she got pinned to her door at home? And how many Rocky Mountain oysters has she... Let me tell you something.
This has got... You're talking about Rosie O'Donnell stabbing us in the back, so she's a lesbian.
She stabbed us in the back. And I have practical experience because of this lesbian going after my scrotum with an ice pick.
You don't consider what you did an assault.
She was a lesbian. I was taking a curative approach. The minute she told me she was a lesbian, I felt bad and I tried to get a... I think I did what most guys would do. I tried to get a penis into her hands as fast as I could because I knew she was...
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show here. You're talking to me about how you feel stabbed in the back by Rosie O'Donnell.
I didn't know she was a lesbian. I don't think that her program would have been anywhere near as successful. And believe me, Phil, I deal with a lot of people in show business. I deal with a lot of people. I'm Ted Bell. I have a restaurant. I meet a lot of people. I know for a fact that people know that Rosie O'Donnell was a lesbian, they wouldn't watch this show. This lesbian took us for a ride, just like the hostess that worked in my restaurant. She duped all of us, made us all look stupid. I got a lot of stars that come into my restaurant. I got a signed picture from her once. I thought she was attractive. Instead, she was out there sending subliminal messages to lesbians about nailing some guy's scrotum. She took a poke at my sacks.
This is an excuse.
They hate men.
Oh, they hate men.
That's right.
I don't know that is necessarily true.
Well, I got a scrotum with a hole in it that says different. You know, I love to jog, and because of the injury and the air passing through it, when I run, there's a whistle, and I have had dogs... God.
Because of this hole...
Because of the ice pick. I think what Rosie O'Donnell did to all of us was a betrayal, but I'm not surprised by it. I got a hole in my scrotum to prove it.
Lesbians are backstabbers.
You better believe it. And I know that all of the people out there who were fans of Rosie's show, who feel betrayed by her, who feel as if they had an ice pick sunk in their back, they know how I feel. So you can say you don't understand, but the people out there that loved her program understand.
Well, I didn't watch it, okay?
All right, so you don't know what it's like to get an ice pick in your ball sack.
Okay, enough of that, Ted, and I'm sorry that you suffered that injury. Ted Bell, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Rosie O'Donnell stabbed us in the back by saying she was a lesbian, according to Ted. He also was attacked with an ice pick. A lesbian attacked him with an ice pick. She was a hostess in his restaurant when he came onto her aggressively. So I guess, what is he doing? Is he taking his experience with that lesbian hostess and applying it to Rosie O'Donnell and saying they're all just ready to put an ice pick in our scrotums? 1-800-449-8686. Well, Rosie's off the air. And I guess Ted still whistles when he runs. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
One 800 449 8686. Now Phil Hendry.
This portion of the Phil Hendry Show brought to you by Ted's.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
I'm Ted Bell, and don't forget to come down. We've got great porterhouse steaks, loin chops, and those serious steer back ribs available at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Bring the kids too.
Here at Ted's, we wanna put our meat in your mouth.
What?
I don't know. There's just something that bothers me.
What? Go ahead. Tell me.
A moment ago, we were talking about how, and I believe, Ted, that you sexually assaulted a woman in the cooler of the back of your restaurant, and there you are running a spot on my show.
Mr. Henry, I would be very careful how you say...
Oh, come on, Ted. Your pants were down. Her blouse was off. You know...
She was very attractive. She was very sexy. I believe she was coming on to me. When she told me she was a lesbian, I thought I would give her a break and show her the joy of what heterosexual sex could be. I was trying to relax her.
By putting your hand between her legs.
I was trying to relax her. And that's when, out of nowhere, she pulls an ice pick off the utility tray and goes right for my genitals. And I got to tell you something, she was planning it all along. She didn't go for my throat. She went right for the genitalia. And for about a three-second period, I was actually pinned to the wooden stud wall that was behind us.
Your genitals were pinned?
I was pinned up against the wall with an ice pick. Go ahead. Laugh that one off.
I'm not laughing it off, man, but you somehow believe this is Rosie O'Donnell's fault?
I'm saying the duplicitous nature of Rosie O'Donnell. Rosie O'Donnell signed a picture for me once. You know what it said?
I don't know.
All right, it said, hi, Ted. Love the meat and the restaurant. Love Rosie. Now, I thought about that for a long time. That is purposefully trying to lead me to believe that she's a heterosexual. The idea that...
How?
What?
How is that picture trying to make you believe that?
Love the meat and the restaurant. Hello.
She's talking about your penis?
Forget it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, man. I must be really stupid and slow, huh?
Just forget it.
Yeah, okay.
You know, Phil, it's one thing to be purposely stupid. It's another thing to do it at the expense of someone's reputation. That's what you're doing here.
Mr. Bell, I'm not doing any such thing. 1-800-449-8686. Let me go to Melissa. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
That guy is an idiot. He thinks that she attacked him because she's a lesbian.
Yes.
She attacked him because he was attacking her. He seems to have some kind of problem with his masculinity that he can't handle rejection. He would have been...
I'm Ted Bell. I own Ted's
Event. I don't care who you are. You're an idiot because you think that you have the right to put your hands between a woman's leg, whether she said she wanted you to or not.
Even though I'm
that
trying to
is called
up.
No, that is an attack. And you're an idiot if you think it's anything else.
Ma'am.
If he said she's a lesbian because, oh, she wants your big thing and all this stuff, that is your problem.
Wait a minute.
You have
why
a problem
did Rosie,
with rejection.
Why did she sign the picture, love the meat, okay? Let's just ponder that for a minute.
Because she is a comedian. She's a comedian. She thought that would be funny.
What
you're
makes
the one that seems to have the problem.
Well, I think it's very wrong for a woman to have a TV talk show for the number of years that she did it, and all of a sudden she comes out and says, I eat a box lunch. For
well,
me...
Well, you know what? You know what? I'm just sorry that the girl in the ice cooler didn't... that she wasn't friends with Lorena Bobbitt and didn't just cut your thing smack off. Because...
Oh.
If you thought that you were doing her a favor, there's no doubt in my mind. I have an opinion about you. There's no doubt in my mind that you have attacked other women the same way because you are some macho he-man that thinks every woman wants your big thing.
Let me ask you.
You've got to know. It doesn't matter if you're a lesbian or not. I've been happily married to the same man for 12 years. I've been with him over 15 years. I wouldn't want some man coming at me like that. I'd have attacked you, too.
I hardly think you're qualified to comment about this since you've been married. She was a single woman wearing these dresses that were very tight and very suggestive.
It doesn't matter. If she says no,
lesbian
she's not
dresses
interested,
like that.
If she's not interested, it doesn't matter what she has on. You do not have the right to touch her body anywhere, anyhow.
Well, I have since found out that you can tell... Generally, if a woman is a lesbian, she'll get very dressed up, but still wear sneakers and athletic socks.
You are an idiot. You have your brain in your penis. You have nothing in your head, or you wouldn't be saying such ignorant things.
I'm ignorant, okay? I bet you watch Rosie O'Donnell, and you just thought it was fine that she came out and said, hi, everybody, I eat my lunch in Box Canyon. You thought that was all right. Do you have children? No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I have two children.
You would be so sensitive to it. Do you think Rosie O'Donnell ought to be able to keep her kids, even though she eats in Box Canyon?
Would you knock it off with all the Box Canyon references?
I think if she is a good mother, then she has a right to keep her children, whether you think so or not.
And we're not
now,
talking...
Now, what she does in her personal life, that is her business. what I do in my personal life, that is my business.
A lesbian
me
almost
and God.
Impaled me with an ice pick, impaled by scrotilia. And
like
I
said,
this is
she should have cut the thing flat off.
Backstabbing lesbian.
All right.
She didn't stab you because you're a
lesbian. You notice every time Rosie said goodbye, she put her fingers in a V and stuck her tongue and put her tongue through it. What do you think of that?
What?
Every time Rosie said goodbye, she put her fingers up as in a V form and put her tongue through it.
No, she didn't.
You watch her show?
No, she didn't.
Did you watch her show?
Maybe you wish she had.
No,
and
she did.
I don't remember.
Idiot.
You know what? I watched the show. Neither one of you did it. So.
All right. 1-800.
Well,
okay, Melissa,
okay,
I got to take a break.
Mister, I hate
go.
Lesbians.
I
why
don't
are you
hate lesbians. I don't like the fact that they put an ice pick through my throat sack.
You don't have
just
a problem
like
with Rosie O'Donnell.
Do.
You have a problem with this woman because she physically hurts your manliness.
You better believe that. When I was telling her how much I thought she was sexy and attractive.
Then you can do it over dinner. You can do it over drinks. You can do it in a respectful way, not in the cooler with her pinned up against a...
I never pinned up.
Well, your pants came off and her blouse was off or something. 1-800-449-8686. Diana, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Bell, not only are you an idiot, you're also a criminal.
I'm Ted Bell. Wait a second. I'm Ted Bell.
You are a criminal.
You don't call Ted Bell a criminal without any kind of...
Well, then you shouldn't... You proved it. You said it yourself on the air.
When did I say I was a criminal?
When you said you attacked her.
I didn't say that I attacked her.
I said I was
trying to show her a good time between servings.
You are not right because
we have two seatings. We have a 6:30 and an 8:30 seating. Business was slow.
That has nothing to do with it. The fact is that you attacked this woman in your cooler.
Why is it everybody wants to talk about her rights, but I get
you have no rights when it comes to her body.
Nobody wants to say anything to me about it.
I wish that they could, that the radio station could find out this woman's address and send her a copy of this tape, and then she could file suit against you for not only for attempted sexual
absolutely.
Assault.
Absolutely. Why don't you give us?
But also for sexual harassment in the workforce, because not only
something.
Would you no longer own your restaurant. She would.
So in other words, I'm not allowed to find out if she's a lesbian or not.
How do you
no,
figure
you're
you
not.
Would?
Oh, I'm not?
No, that's against her.
That's against her
civil rights.
I was checking to see if she was wearing a jock strap.
Oh, you're so full of it.
That's bull crap.
I was checking to see if she was wearing a jock strap.
Oh, yeah,
oh, yeah.
Right.
So
you had to take her blouse off to do that? Is that the way it works?
I'm not commenting.
I don't know that women wear them. I don't know that even men wear them up there, do they?
I'm not commenting.
Well, of course you're not, because you know you're wrong.
I am not wrong.
You are wrong. You're dead wrong. And
any attorney
that can find her...
Why didn't she put it on her application that I'm a dyke? She didn't put that on her application.
Because it's not required.
Civil rights. This lady knows. The Civil Rights Act of 1965, you don't have to put that on an application. And as an employer, you ought to know that. But this all begs the question. You got a problem with Rosie O'Donnell.
I got a problem with a woman who I thought was attractive and came out and said she was a box lunch eating dyke.
Oh,
so you thought
you.
She was a tra-
I, what do you mean, poor me?
Well, have you ever eaten any?
Then it's a civil rights issue for a heterosexual man to try to have sex with a lesbian. Is that it?
No, that's not.
Oh, thank you. Okay, I didn't know it was a crime for a heterosexual to try to have sex with a lesbian.
It's not. It's
and
not
what
a crime.
Are you asking
she's
me? Have I ever
to have
eaten
sex
any?
With her as long as she's willing. When she says no, then it becomes a crime when you persist.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've got a hole through my genitals.
I'm so glad.
You're glad about that?
Oh, I am.
Okay, every time I
run. I wish I could have been there with her because you wouldn't have had any left.
Oh, boy.
You getting pissed?
You better believe it.
Well, now you know
Now
you know how the rest of us feel, okay?
Oh, excuse me. So you're taking the part of the listeners, is that it?
I'm telling you that you can't attack somebody at the pantry cooler and figure that you're going to get off scot-free on this deal. All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell feels stabbed in the back by Rosie O'Donnell, who admitted she was gay. In fact, he had a lesbian hostess at his restaurant take an ice pick to him when he came onto her sexually. At least, he thought he was coming onto her sexually. Point of fact, it sounds like he was assaulting her. He says lesbians are violent and can't be trusted. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Oh, man.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Everyone, this is Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills. I did not rape a hostess from my restaurant. Come on down and have a steak. I would hate to think you don't eat here because of that.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
Well, I'll tell you something. I think you have a PR problem, Ted. And
the only PR problem I've got, Phil, is coming on your program and you allowing these individuals who are calling your program to abuse me. Under the guise of heterosexuality, I was deceived by this hostess, as I was deceived by Rosie O'Donnell, into being aroused, and just like Rosie, in the process, caused me to be ridiculed on your national radio show. Now, the thing is...
No, wait a minute. Under the guise of heterosexuality, when did the hostess in your restaurant ever say she was a heterosexual?
She comes in with the tight dress.
Well, that's what hostesses wear at a steakhouse that's an adult place where there are cocktails being served and darkened... you know, I've been to your restaurant.
Lesbians always... without question, always mark themselves as lesbians. Either it's the sneakers with the socks, or the fact that they eschew makeup, if you will, or they don't have the nail job. There's always some tip-off, okay? She had none of that. Now, I can tell you...
Well, you know a lot about lesbians, huh?
I was a big fan of Rosie O'Donnell's show.
So if she had worn sneakers with socks or...
Or for instance, if she'd worn sneakers with socks and army fatigue pants, but wore earrings and lipstick, that's another tip-off. A lesbian always will tip you off. She'll always give you the word. But not these lesbians, which makes me think that there is some kind of a destructive trend about the lesbian community of America trying to get family-loving, God-fearing, heterosexual men to fall in love with them, only to take an ice pick in the ball sack. Now, I can tell you this five different ways, Phil, but until you experience what I experienced, you're not going to believe me.
Well, this whole thing about lesbians...
I will get revenge. I'll walk in the gay pride parade with my thing whistling all, so all the lesbians can see what their sexuality did to a man.
You mean you can jog in the parade?
So now you're laughing.
Let me take it...
No, but now you're laughing.
No, sir, I am not laughing. I just... you said that when you jogged, it whistled.
Yes, sir, it does, and that is a medical condition.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Suzette, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes. I had to call because I'm
okay.
Telling you what.
This is the second person.
Mr. Belt, you are a joke.
I'm a joke?
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. If you'd like to see the doctor's report, tell me that's a joke.
That's a joke, because you know what? If it would have been me, it would have been worse than that, sir.
Well, guess what?
I mean, let me tell you something.
I don't hire girls named Suzette with the phony French name to work in my restaurant, okay? I hire class
material. You sound
like a
joke. You are just unbelievable.
I'm Ted Bell.
You
have one of the biggest steakhouses in Beverly Hills, California.
You're a disgrace to men.
You know what?
Because you are a disgrace to men. Will you let me talk?
How long have you been a carpet muncher? Let's
You've
get right
already,
down to it.
Oh, I
you
see.
You have already talked.
That's
I
right.
I think it's my turn to
I
talk.
I see. Go ahead, Suzette.
No, I want to know how long she's been eating her luncheon box.
Never mind. Go ahead, Suzette.
Let me tell you, sir, I am very much not a lesbian. I was raped by two men 10 years ago. And let
by
me
two,
tell you something,
by
sir.
Two women.
When you go up to a woman,
two men.
You do what you did to her. That is just... it took me 3 years of counseling, okay? 3 years of counseling.
They were checking
I'm pretty
sane
now, but someone like you doesn't even deserve
Wait
running a,
minute. A
business.
You're telling me
I
that
would
two
think
men
that
were looking
the
for a
male
trap
population.
She said she was raped. Didn't you hear her?
She said what happened to her, I did. I was looking for a jockstrap on that woman.
And that's even, you know, you had no business looking for anything on that woman.
So
you
I
had no
right
business. She was an employee. You had no business looking for anything on that woman.
So
she was
no
there
right
to do a job, not to suffice your little sex wants.
You know something, ma'am? Until you walked a mile in a man's shoes.
Until you walked a mile in a woman's
shoes.
Well,
next time you grow a penis, and we'll put an ice pick in it and see how it feels. Thank you very much.
No.
Okay. Are you there?
Yes.
Well, are we going to continue this?
Yeah.
Well, what are you doing?
I'm angry.
So you're over in a corner right now?
All right.
Pat, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
Not acceptable in our dress code.
This guy is a total jerk. First of all, it makes me wonder if maybe he hasn't molested some other little girl.
Little girl? This woman was
little
an adult.
Girl.
This woman
little
was
girl.
An adult.
Well, you know what? You just don't put your hands on
You know
on
what? I will admit to it. I probably molested a lot of women who are mentally little girls. But...
You sound like you've got a preoccupation with your penis.
I'm Ted Bell, all right? I own a restaurant, a steakhouse. I was trying to do the very best that I could for my customers. She happened to be good-looking. We were in between our 6:30 and 8:30 seating. Took her in the back. Next thing I know, I walk out with my pants around my ankles and an ice pick dangling from it.
Yeah, okay, man. I mean, you went to the doctor. You got it fixed. You know, are you better now?
I'm better now, yeah. But I'm telling you, I have a preoccupation with my penis being stabbed with an ice pick and then whistling as I run.
Okay. Well, maybe you can have that plugged up.
I'm so upset my sack's starting to leak.
Great!
The other day it was whistling God Save the Queen.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
What?
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hi, everybody. This is Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Our restaurant will be closed for the next year. I'm going to be in jail for molesting a...
Oh, get out of here. I'm Ted Bell. 1-800-449-8686. You were just checking to see if she was wearing a jock strap. All right, from yesterday's, by the way, this is the Phil Henry Show where I do the voices of the characters that I bring on. That was me doing the voice of Ted Bell. Me, Phil Henry, I did that. That's what I do on my show, and those people that call in, those are real people. Now, on yesterday's show, Jay Santos, another voice I was doing, he's the head of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and he was talking about how he was going to be out at Little League games checking breastfeeding women to make sure that between their breast and the kid's mouth, there wasn't a gun.
Phil Henry. Flashback.
Let me explain something. My name's James Short. I'm a former United States Marine Security Forces individual. I almost died twice defending this country. Do you understand the Fourth Amendment of the United States Constitution?
That's the right to free press.
No, that's the First Amendment.
The right to the right to religion. The right to free...
Right to privacy.
The what?
Privacy. Privacy. Let me tell you, how many times...
What's the right to free press?
That's your First Amendment. How many times have you...
How do you know?
Probably because I studied the Constitution. Now, let me explain something to you. I've almost died several times for this country. The day you laid your hands on anybody in my presence who was breastfeeding is the day you would have your arm broke off and crammed into an orifice.
Oh, that's a whole lot of big talk. We would use a submission technique on you.
You obviously do not understand terrorism at all.
Oh, I don't. Okay? When you do?
Oh, yes, I do.
How do
I'm
you
a
know about it?
Expert, sir.
How do you
I
know
do...
about it?
Oh, how do I know about terrorism? Would you like my resume? I'm a former security force officer who was trained in terrorism. I was in Dahran.
What's that
okay?
got to do with it?
I was there.
Are you
there
listening to
the,
what's that got to do with it?
The Citizens Auxiliary Police believe that the nipple twist is the best way
okay.
to know whether a woman's lactating. What's that?
You don't need to know if she's lactating. You do not need to know
well,
if she's
yes,
lactating.
Yes, we do need to know if she's lactating. What if she's not lactating? That's a phony kid she's breastfeeding.
Sir, if you believe a woman has a phony kid underneath her, you say, ma'am, could you please show me the child? She breaks out the child.
And what
if
she says...
child, you have a problem.
What if she refuses? We could take you down with an ancient art of Japanese...
Excuse
me. Let me ask something, James.
Sir.
Yes,
let
sir.
Me ask you something. If she's going to refuse to show you the baby, you don't think she's going to have a problem with you feeling on her breast? Hello? Common
Look,
sense...
Look, James, I believe you've got security training, but I wonder whether or not you would be able to hold up to someone twisting your nipple.
Sir, you know what?
That would
be
painful.
Look, I could hold up to anything you brought at me. Okay?
Oh, that's painful.
A lot harder and a lot better. That's first of all.
What?
Second of all, this isn't about me. This isn't about me, and this ain't about you, how you get your perversion and get your kicks. This is about people's rights.
Wait a minute. I want to ask you, the woman, what do you think she's got under there if it's not a real kid?
They've got these dolls that fake like they're sucking on a nipple. They're plastic dolls.
Sir, when you ask her to show you the baby, can't you tell if it's a plastic doll or not?
I've got one of them, in fact.
You have one of these dolls that suck?
Yeah.
Why do you have one?
We need to see it.
You need to see it. Get a load of this guy.
Both of you guys can go straight to hell for what you're thinking.
Let me just explain something to you. This is the United States of America.
It's a known fact more and more women are being used in suicide bombings where they use those sucking dolls.
How well they've been used for years. The only reason all of a sudden you care is because of 9/11. They've been used since Vietnam and before.
I've got one of those.
Welcome to America. We have the right to privacy.
I'll tell you what
that
right
now. That is what makes America great.
Well, maybe you wish you had one of those sucking dolls. Because I'll tell you right now, they suck more than nipples.
Man, you got real problems.
Right?
That you carry a badge and a gun. That's what scares me.
I do carry a badge and a gun, but it's illegal.
And swings into action.
That's what scares me.
Maybe call the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers.
Are the citizens, auxiliary police?
These are the stories of the men whose training.
State that would give somebody like you a gun and a badge has some serious problems.
State law.
Thank you.
I got one of those sucking dolls, too.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
I can't wait to come out with some of that Jay Santos merchandise, man. Do you know the money that there is to be made? Pardon us. I just want to tell the members of the audience. Would you just excuse us for a minute? Okay, Janice, the money we can make, and Chris, you're in on this, too. Craig, I'll give you a piece. And Jeff, if you hang around. We get the Jay Santos pith helmets. I'm sorry. We got to just have a general discussion here about how much money we can make on the merchandising arm for this show. Once we get that kicked into high gear, once we kind of pull our stuff together, kind of pull our heads out of a couple of areas that one might mistake for an ass, but that's okay. We're busy. And we get some of the real cool merchandise finished, because once we get the merchandise arm rolling for the Phil Hendry Show, it'll be the coolest merchandise that any radio show anywhere has ever rolled out. Now, we're not going to do coffee mugs, and we ain't doing no T-shirts. And we're not doing tour jackets, and we're not doing gym bags, and those water bottles, forget it. Forget it. I'm going to start my own brand of tequila. If Jimmy Buffett can do it, and Sammy Hagar can do it, I'm doing it. Oh, and by the way, don't be looking around too soon for any Phil Hendry bobblehead dolls either. Because if I see one of those, I don't care whose car it's in, I got a high-powered rifle, 30-06, 300 yards, a headshot. Bobblehead dolls. Oh, yeah, keychains, forget that. Chapstick, no thank you. Antenna balls. Well, maybe I'll do an antenna ball. You know what I want to do? I want to do the Phil Hendry box jockstrap. Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Can't get off this Afghanistan stuff because I've been reading an awful lot about it lately because our guys are involved in Operation Anaconda. It's a very important phase of this war. We took 9 KIA this past weekend. It is a terrible thing, but God bless those guys. They're serving their country, okay? And if I sound a little patriotic, a little red, white, and blue, if I'm beginning to make you a little queasy because it isn't the cynical and sarcastic and satirical Phil Hendry that you know, if some of my hipper friends in Hollywood like me to tone it down a little bit, go pound sand, Charlie, okay? Because I got a couple of things I want to say here. Hey, LA Times, thank you very much for telling us that the war right now is being fought up there in the rocky terrain and thin air of the Afghanistan mountains. We know that, all right? And thank you for saying that it wasn't a place that we wanted to fight and that it raises fears and questions about being dragged into a Soviet-style war. I think this is a little bit different. We haven't got 50,000 guys on the ground. We got about 5, about 2,000 of which are involved in this. Actually, it isn't even 2,000 Americans. I think it's about 1,200 Americans. There's another 800 or so Allied forces involved in this operation. And thank you very much for your article today, which is the headline, Military Lands Exactly Where It Didn't Want To. Real negative piece of reporting. And I want you guys to get on board and stop trying to be the Washington Post, please. Just knock it off trying to find the red herring in this whole thing. Sending your reporter back to Washington to try to, you know, see if there's a monkey wrench in the works, trying to get everybody all bugged and bothered and depressed, all right? If there's a real story there, man, a real newspaper like the New York Times will find it, okay? Until then, just get on the bandwagon, do a little rah-rah job, and don't bother me. Just keep, you know, keep punching out the stories about the Lakers and Shaq. Couple more stories. You know, those letters to the editor on Saturday where everybody's pissed off that nobody's doing too much L.A. King coverage. I always like those. Just do what you guys do best. A good sports section, pretty decent calendar section, and a ho-hum front page. I want some news, I'll get the New York Times, all right? Thank you. Especially if I want some news having to do with Afghanistan, man, I'll get the New York Times. Suzanne, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Is that you?
Yes, ma'am. This is Phil Hendry.
Mr. Hendry. I don't even know if I should call you Mr. Hendry.
Look, whatever you say to me, make sure that it's for real and not some put-on radio act that you've tried on other talk shows, all right?
You're talking to me about put-ons?
Well, that's what I do. I do it very well. You, on the other hand, sound a little bit overblown.
You do it very well because your fake voices are all the same.
Right, but the fact is people buy it.
No, honey. They're not going to buy it in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Where I was number one in the last book? Yeah, thank you.
What?
Yeah.
Where'd you get that information?
Well, I'm in the radio business. Now, you go back to your box jock straps, all right?
No.
Thank you. I don't really have too much time for somebody who's calling up with the standard talk show caller act that they've tried on everybody else's show.
Mr. Hendry.
You know, it's just... I don't have any patience for it. Some other shows need those calls, desperately. If I don't even take a phone call during my radio show, other than when we're doing our character shtick, it's fine with me. And I don't even know if we were number one in Springfield, Mass. Or not. I think we were doing good back in the spring in Springfield. By the way, that was David Hall calling in, who is my program director. So thank you very much, David.
Mr. Hendry.
Anyway, getting back to... We got a war going on over in Afghanistan. It's up in the mountains. The air is thin. Our guys are wearing... See, the reporting is there's equipment problems and all of this. Our guys are wearing the right kind of equipment. They got the right kind of clothing. They got the right kind of gear. Here's the quote. Listen, most U.S. troops are using cold weather gear first designed in the 1950s rather than new high-tech materials and technologies widely available in the private market for cold weather activities. Oh, I gotcha. So we're supposed to be wearing, what, little down-filled vests and maybe some of those plastic knee pads for our snowboards? Is that what you think we got going on? U.S. forces do not have much recent experience fighting in such conditions. We didn't have any experience fighting in the Alps of Italy when we took out the SS in World War II. She makes it sound like our guys are wearing mittens with only the thumb thing, you know, those idiot mittens that you see. Recent experience. We don't have any recent experience fighting in the mountains in Italy, man, when they took on the Germans there, the 10th Mountain Division. So there. What do you think, they're fighting in luge outfits? Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.